And welcome back to Today in the Napa Valley, the Napa Chamber Edition. I am your host, Chris Templeton, and I'm super pleased to be here with a guy that has made a real difference, one of the many difference makers when it comes to restaurants downtown. Please welcome from Napkins Bar and Grill, Mr. Ollie Yaldrum. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for hosting me.
You have this beautiful little restaurant. It was was the old Chinese restaurant at the corner of Main and Second.
Yes.
And across from Veterans Park, and now it is Napkins Bar and Grill. What is it that you saw in Napa where you said, "You know what? I need to put up another restaurant."
So first, our original destiny was Tarla Mediterranean Grill, and we opened that location 2011. And we obviously, at that time, Napa was not as the downtown was not so busy or exciting. You know, at 9 o'clock, you would just go on the street, and it would look like a ghost town.
Even in 2011, 7 years ago, it looked like a ghost town at night.
So that was like we would just close the restaurant and we would look for just stop by a couple places, grab a couple drinks just to, you know, get rid of the daily stress. And there wasn't much options. And so we thought there was something missing with the nightlife, or maybe more options that people can go eat and dine and actually enjoy and relax, especially for the locals and the people from industry. And Napkins Bar and Grill used to be a Chinese restaurant, which Peckham Palace. And we knew a couple of real estaters. It actually never went on a market. So Mike DeSimone is a landlord. So we knew him, and yeah, we offered him, and he kind of liked us because of our existing business. And we got the opportunity to work there and I think we spent over $1 million on that building just to change the design, because existing restaurant didn't work with with the idea or vision that we have. So we had to rip off the whole building and redo it again. Especially outside, we put a lot of money on the outside, on the walls, because personally I thought it was a downtown and with one of the most visible locations in Napa that everybody drives by and walks by. That's the impression that gives it to our locals and the tourists,
right?
And that's why we kind of changed it with the titles to put the flame to bring more excitement or energy into our downtown.
Kind of changed it is an understatement, sir. It is beautiful. I mean, you tore all of the inside out, you refaced the outside, put up those beautiful gas lanterns, and then you've got a patio outside now.
Yes, that's of course our background is from Europe, and when you go to Europe, you will see outside dining. Outside dining is kind of having a people outside and enjoying the downtown and seeing human beings. It just create a different energy, and like I said, it's a different impression when everybody walks by and drives by. So it brings more energy into a downtown. And the patio was really important for us. Of course, it's a business, but at the same time, it's just bring that energy into a downtown. And we were able to get we have 14 tables outside. We have one of the biggest patio. It kind of surrounds the whole restaurant, which is a big corner.
That L shape,
Second Street and the Main Street. And with the flames, with the tiles, so it's just, I'm still waiting for, they're going to expand the patio. Once they close the main First Street to traffic, of course, I am, my goal is to spend good amount of money to make that patio look bigger. I'm not gonna expand the number of the seats or the table, but definitely with the proper permits, just put an exciting patio. Maybe bring a stones from Greece or whatever the permits is allowed. So it's not only for me. It's not only to money or business. It's just since it's a great corner in downtown Napa, and I feel responsible to make that location or that corner exciting, because I really love Napa and I believe in Napa, and obviously my kid is born here, so now she is Napan. And so it's like it's I just feel responsible, and I will definitely make that corner look more exciting than it is already.
I've always had a tremendous appreciation for anybody that's invested downtown, and as you probably know well, you know, over the last 10 or 15 years, almost $1 billion has gone into the downtown. And when you look at – but, you know, that's guys like you, too, spending an amazing amount of money to take a space and take it up literally two or three notches. I mean, it is gorgeous. So when you did that, when you had this vision for this, what was – what? Talk a little bit about the inside. And you have the bar, the waterfall bar?
Yes. So waterfall bar, it was always in – it was a personal touch. I would probably say it wasn't part of the design. It was a personal touch that I wanted to bring into a restaurant. It's so if you go in a restaurant, it was an expensive feature. it was an expensive feature, and it's really expensive to maintain and deal with it. And with the lights and waterfall, it's I would say it's maybe one of the most expensive bar. And but I think it's worth it. Like I said, if you are dealing with that in a day, you have to clean it. Yep. You know, change the water. The lights always goes off and on, and it needs a lot of maintaining. Yeah. Just keeping on,
but
on
it's it. Beautiful.
It's definitely a beautiful, especially in the nighttime. If you are driving by, you can see the bottles are kind of. It looks like the bottles are floating in the water, and I always do. Joke with my guests, I said it's a real waterfall from Niagara Falls from Canada. So
I like that. Talk a little bit about the food that you guys serve at Napkins.
So it's my chef Erasto Jacinto. It's a local famous executive chef that he created the menu, and he has a cookbook as well, he's an amazing chef, my sous chef Alejandro. We have a pastry chef, and so it's the base. It's an American cuisine with the global influence, and I would. It's not like a super ham fine dining. It's not a diner. We are. It's a casual, actually upscale. Interior design, but casual dining and the casual, not the service. I think our service and the design is maybe upscale, but our price point and the food is casual, classic American cuisine with the global influence. And we always offer different specials from Monday. We have a different special Tuesday, Wednesday. Every lunch we have deal $15, you know, different sandwiches comes with the soup or salad. So we try to keep it. And on Thursday, we have a game. Sandwiches comes with the draft beers. On, you know, that is we do something for every day for everyone. And our price point from the wine and the food, I think it's really really affordable, that can everybody come and enjoy a meal, food service, and atmosphere without breaking their budget.
And see what's going on downtown and how busy it is. We got to wrap up, but the last thing I want to cover, nightlife, Fridays and Saturdays.
Nightlife is, like I said, it's one of the things that when we came here, it's just, it was, there was no enough nightlife. What I noticed is people were going to tasting rooms, they were coming, taking a quick nap in the hotels, and they were going back to streets, and there was nothing to do. And I said, you know what? A lot of tourists comes here, and I got graduated from the tourism business. So I and you know, I run hotels and clubs in where I come from. And a lot of tourists, they are taking money back to home. I said, these people have a budget to spend, and that money has to stay in Napa. And if we create something classy that actually with the same amount of, you know, affordable, but quality and class. So we have, I have 7 different DJs. I rotate them. Oh, we have a top 40. We play top 40 every Friday and Saturday from 10 to 1:30, and we try to close half an hour before the other establishment around us, so everybody not on the street at the same time.
Good.
And I have 5 securities, professionals. I work with the security company. I'll bring the top DJs from the Bay Area. Sometimes we bring a DJs from East Coast. And,
no kidding.
So I think there is always a, we are always packed, and there is always a line, and that shows that you know, we are doing something right.
There's a demand for it. Ollie Yeldrum, owner and proprietor of Napkins Bar and Grill. You guys can be reached at 927-5333 and at napkinsnapa.com. You guys are KVON's Business of the Week, which I think I forgot to mention. And you'll be hearing from Ollie all week as the Business of the Week. You can also find out more about KVON's Businesses of the Week at kvon.com. Select Sponsorship and then Business of the Week. Ollie, thank you so much for what you've done downtown. Your contribution has been significant, and it is not unappreciated by any stretch of the imagination.
Thank you so much. Thanks for hosting us.
This is Today in the Napa Valley, the Napa Chamber Edition. I'm your host, Chris Templeton. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after this. Stay with us.